WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt, and someone asks you to take on yet another project? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate these situations with grace and ease? That superpower? The art of saying no. Not the kind of no that leaves you feeling guilty or like you're letting someone down, but a confident, clear no that empowers you to prioritize your well-being and actually accomplish what matters most. Today, we're diving deep into this essential skill, exploring how to say no without guilt or shame, leaving you feeling calm, collected, and in control. Let's get real for a second. Saying no can feel like walking through a minefield of social expectations and anxieties. We've been conditioned to believe that saying yes is the key to being liked, successful, and even valuable. But guess what? That couldn't be further from the truth. Holding yourself accountable to commitments you don't have the time or energy for only leads to stress, burnout, and resentment. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we navigate the world of no. 1. Your time is precious. Think about it like this. Your time is a finite resource. It's not something you can replenish endlessly. When you say yes to something, you're automatically saying no to something else. What are your priorities? Where do you want to invest your precious energy? This isn't about being selfish. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. 2. It's okay to not be okay. Remember, saying no doesn't mean you're letting someone down. It simply means you're prioritizing your well-being and acknowledging your limitations. There's no shame in recognizing that you can't be everything to everyone all the time. In fact, admitting your boundaries shows self-awareness and strength, not weakness. 3. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, saying no gets easier with practice. Start small. Decline invitations that don't truly excite you, politely turn down requests that don't align with your goals, or even just say no to that extra slice of pizza when your stomach is already full. 4. Embrace the power of a simple phrase. You don't need elaborate excuses or justifications. A clear and concise no often works best. Thank you for asking, but I'm unable to commit to that right now. I appreciate the offer, but it's not something I can take on at this time. These phrases are direct, respectful, and leave no room for ambiguity. 5. Reframe your mindset. Instead of viewing saying no as a negative action, see it as an opportunity to create space for what truly matters. Saying no to distractions allows you to say yes to your passions, your goals, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Ever felt like you were trying to juggle a million things at once? You know that feeling when you're constantly on the go, saying yes to everything, and then completely burning out by the end of the week? That's exactly what happened to me last month. My calendar was packed with meetings, events, and commitments, leaving me exhausted and overwhelmed. I realized I needed a serious shift in my approach. I started small, declining non-essential invitations, politely saying no to extra tasks, and prioritizing projects that aligned with my goals. The result? A noticeable difference in my energy levels, stress levels, and overall well-being. Saying no gave me the space I needed to focus on what truly mattered, leading to greater clarity, productivity, and even joy. So remember, saying no isn't about being selfish or rude, it's about honoring your time, energy, and priorities. By mastering this skill, you can navigate life with confidence, grace, and a whole lot more stoic calm. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Are there any specific situations where saying no feels particularly challenging for you? Let me know in the comments below. And remember, every time you say no with intention and clarity, you're taking another step towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. Keep that stoic calm alive, friends. See you in tomorrow's episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.